And we are back on the Blitz, hour number three, 713-780. ESPN's your number, 713-780-3776. You can also get us on the Blitz Facebook page. Find the Blitz, click like, send a message, and if Aaron likes it, he will respond. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Aaron is Blitzed, at Degenerates 975. Also on scene, at the producer, Nick, who is here.
Amongst his people.
Yeah, this is his... This is his place. So come by. You can see him. You get to meet the legendary Nick. He might even show you his horn. If you miss the first 2 hours, all good stuff. All football, most part. Little Astros in there. Little Derek King. All available on podcastarena.com. One thing we haven't been able to get much to is some of the other college games. And wanted to go through some of those. Mentioned the Georgia game. We did talk about that. But
I can walk us through a few of them if you want. Well, first let's start on Friday, Utah and USC. I don't know if you got to watch that one, but
a little bit.
Matt Fink, comes in and really kind of leads USC to a win there, and that's a big win for USC, but also damn near, I don't want to say eliminates the Pac-12 from a playoff spot.
Pretty close, though. I
think now it would take Cal running the table for them to even really have a shot.
Maybe Oregon wins out, depending on what happens with Auburn.
Yeah.
Maybe, but a lot of stuff would have to happen. I don't think any of us thought there was a Pac-12 team that could get in, but I didn't expect them all to be pretty much eliminated this early.
No. Clemson, easy work with Charlotte, 52-10. Same with Alabama over Southern Miss, 49-7. We mentioned Georgia, Notre Dame, closer than it probably should have been. But they got a test. That's good for them. Man, LSU, and I'm telling you, this Joe Brady, he needs an NFL job, and somebody's going to hire him.
Jose Burrow. Burrow is the man.
Joe Burrow's look good, but yeah. I think Brady.
No, I think he's gonna get a head coaching job, no question.
And he's young. He's like 28, 29 years old. Some NFL team is looking at him and thinking that's the next McVay.
Yeah.
And that's what every NFL team should be looking for right now. And if I'm the Cleveland Browns and I've got Freddie Kitchens over there, I'm looking at LSU and saying, boy, imagine what Baker could do with this guy. That's obviously, if Lincoln Riley's not an option, I'm looking at Brady. But Joe Burrow has been really impressive to me so far.
The one thing, and I really like this LSU team, how about LSU leading the nation in scoring? When did you think that was ever going to happen?
It never happens.
But what concerns me a little bit moving forward against the Alabamas and the Auburns and teams like that.
Is their defense isn't very good.
Well, I don't know that it's their defense isn't good. It's just whenever you have an offense that explosive that scores that many points, your defense is on the field a lot, and they give up a lot of yards and points. And we've seen this throughout college football forever. It doesn't matter how much talent you have back there. If they're going to be on the field, the other team's going to be throwing a lot, you're going to give up points.
Certainly. And I mean, Alabama and Clemson have both kind of figured out a way to work around that. But I do think,
but it, even they don't play as fast, and they're not as wide open. Either one of those teams, Alabama runs the ball an awful lot.
Yeah, for LSU, I was less concerned about their defense against Texas because I think Texas is a really strong offense, so it wasn't crazy to me for them to give it up. But 38 points to Vanderbilt,
woof. Yeah,
that's concerning for sure.
And obviously, it wasn't close, but you don't want to see that. And again, I think it's in part because their offense is so explosive.
Ohio State just dumps on Miami of Ohio. It was 5-0.
And then
76 straight points, 76-5, the final.
I was watching some idiots on ESPN who were talking about, Ohio State's got to score a touchdown here. This is awful. They're down 5-0. Yeah, they did okay.
Yeah, 42 points in the second quarter for Ohio State. That's strong. 6 touchdowns in the second quarter. That'll get it done. Auburn beats Aggie 28-20 in what has to be considered a really disappointing showing for Texas A&M, who I thought they were going to win that game. It's 28-20, so it's not like it was a blowout.
It
felt like Texas A&M was chasing that entire game.
It did. It just felt like Auburn was in control the whole way, and you were waiting for A&M to basically explode and come after them, and they never really did. And I think now that it's turning into a disappointing season for A&M. We knew they had a tough schedule, but yeah, that's a game at home. You really should win.
Well, if you're not winning this one at home, what are you going to do against Alabama? What are you going to do against LSU? It's not going to get easier for these guys.
Right.
This was a chance for them to beat a top 10 team and really have like a big win on their resume. I don't know where they go from here. It's very, very tough. And there's already people grumbling about the Jimbo Fisher contract already.
Get over it. I mean, I think that was the move they had to make. And it may still play out, but it's probably not going to be this year.
Florida dog stomps Tennessee 34-3.
They may have something with this Kyle Trask kid.
Yeah, not bad.
Who's from
boy?
Here.
RIP Michigan.
Yeah.
There goes their title shot. They just get crushed by Wisconsin. Michigan just couldn't make a stop. Over 200 yards rushing for Jonathan Taylor, who is just a monster.
This looks like a different kind of Wisconsin team.
It really does.
And it just wasn't even competitive. So,
and Jim Harbaugh, his seat is going to start warming up. I mean, I don't think he's bad, but it reminds me of the LSU situation with Les Miles. Jim Harbaugh's won 10 games every year but one since he's been there. He won 8 that other year. He'll probably win 9 or 10 games again this year. But he's not beating anybody ranked ahead of him. He's not beating any of the big boys. He's not beating Ohio State. He's not winning conference titles. At some point, do you say, well, we got to change something? But the alternative is Brady Hoke or Rich Rodriguez. Yeah, you don't want to go back to that where Michigan's a bad football program. And right now, Michigan's not a bad football program. They're just not what they want to be.
No. And what they're capable of being.
To me, Michigan and Texas have a lot in common as far as their football programs go. Like where they think they should be, where they have the potential to be, and they just haven't been able to find that level in quite some time. So I think those two schools are very similar in a lot of ways. And Michigan may have to make the decision that Texas had to make with Mac Brown. Like, you know, this guy is just not going to get us back there.
Speaking of Texas, I think this was a good win, man.
Questionable late game decisions and things, but for the most part, yeah, it's a solid win for them. They needed to get that Oklahoma State monkey off their back, and it was good for them to do that.
And I think, and I've been saying all along, I think Oklahoma State is better than maybe a lot of people are giving them credit for. So to me, this is a nice checkmark win for Texas.
I think we can officially eliminate Central Florida from national title contention.
Oh, no, I think they can still win. They're going to put up their own banner.
Okay.
Yeah, because as long as they Pitt was a good call to bet, by the way. But
yeah, that was – my power ratings have those teams separated by like 5 points before this week. So 11.5, 13, whatever you could get just seemed like a gift to me. And then for them to win out, I almost bet them outright. And then I was mad at myself in the first half for not doing it. And then I was like, oh, that was such a good move to not bet them outright. And then, of course, they went outright at the end, and I was pissed off again.
Yeah, and when Central Florida came all the way back, you thought they were going to – and then Pittsburgh, just a magic play, comes up and gets the touchdown and wins the game.
Oregon over Stanford, 21-6. Stanford sucks.
Yeah.
I'm sorry. That team's a mess. And David Shaw, the stock was so high with that guy a couple years ago. It's in the toilet now. I mean, that program has just fallen. And they're really what Stanford football has been most of my life. They had a little run where they weren't that. Now all of a sudden they just look really bad again. Not as bad as Washington State looked because,
yeah,
dude, you are just owning that game. Washington State somehow gives up 50 points in the second half to UCLA. And they lose 67-63.
They score nine touchdowns and lose.
That's embarrassing.
How does that happen?
That is embarrassing. And Mike Leach should really be ashamed. Old Dominion falls to Virginia 28-17. They pushed Virginia for a lot of that game. Washington rolls over BYU 45-19. Cal, I mentioned earlier, wins 28-20. Colorado over Arizona State 34-31, and SMU beats TCU 41-38. I guess they got some sort of new route tracking software that they're using, and they're just a lot better. I mean,
let's come back to that, because I want to talk about that Ole Miss game a little bit, as well as SMU and TCU. But right now, got to tell you about Allied Outdoor Solutions. And they can renovate your fading pool deck, your grayed-out patio, or your outdated driveway with a carved stone overlay. And this carved stone, man, it gives you the superior look of real stone on your existing surface for less. It's very durable. It's 2 times stronger than concrete. And they can help you on both residential and commercial projects. And they stand behind that carved stone with a 7-year warranty. And, guys, they also have all kinds of monthly payment options. They even offer 0% financing for up to 18 months. And listen, they get a lot of love, as they should. They're an accredited member of the Better Business Bureau since 2009 with an A-plus rating. Stop by the Allied Outdoor Solutions showroom on I-10 and the Beltway today, or check out the Carved Stone Project's photo gallery at AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com. That's AlliedOutdoorSolutions.com, or call for a risk-free estimate, 713-465-0400, 713-465-0400.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, and you know what? I need to give something away. So let's give it away, give it away, give it away now. At 6:23, caller 5. Wrestling superstar Chris Jericho and his band Fozzy are coming to Warehouse Live on Thursday, September 26th. And ESPN 97.5 wants to send you to the show. At 713-780-3776, you'll win a pair of tickets to see the band perform live as they entertain and remind fans what rock and roll is all about, invoking dirty, sweaty jubilation and doing it loudly. For tickets and show info, head to warehouselive.com. So, yeah, my friends at Warehouse sent us some tickets for that. And I believe nice. Chris Jericho is going to be on with Booker T and Brad this week.
There you go.
So check that out. A couple things before we get back to those games. Somebody says, how do I become a Blitzer? I've been listening to Fred and AJ for about 8 years. I want to make it official. If you've been listening for 8 years, you're in.
Yeah.
Yeah, there's no,
you don't have to get a tattoo or anything.
No.
You're just in.
And if anyone wants to know the promo code for my bookie, it's radio. And I don't get what Moneyline or Hedge is. Help me understand. I know we get a lot of people who don't understand the jargon, but Moneyline is essentially betting a team to win outright.
Yeah.
It's that simple. And a hedge is something you do when you're in line for a big score and you want to make sure that no matter what, you cash. So there you go. Drunk Bebo asks, if you had to rank teams right now, would it be crazy to have LSU at 1 and Ohio State at 2?
Yes.
Yeah, I think it'd be a little crazy. I think
Clemson and Alabama, they've earned the right to be there until somebody knocks them off. I mean, Georgia, their win is just as impressive as LSU's win. And Ohio State's been good, but they haven't really had to play anybody yet.
Yeah.
Somebody asked me. They said where's the biggest drop off? Is it like somebody said the biggest drop off to me in the top 10 is from 5 to 6 from Oklahoma or from Ohio State to Oklahoma? I think it's from 8 to 9, Wisconsin to Florida.
Yeah,
because to me those top 8 teams: Clemson, Alabama, Georgia, LSU, Ohio State, Oklahoma, Auburn, Wisconsin. They've all been really impressive so far. And I mean, honestly, I'd have Wisconsin ahead of Auburn.
I was about to say that. That's the only thing I would do differently is I would have Wisconsin ahead of Auburn. Everything else I'm really good with.
Yep.
But I wanted to get
Michigan
back.
Michigan drops 10 spots.
Yeah, they should. Wanted to get back to a couple of the college games. And we're talking about that UCLA-Washington State game. And can you imagine a kid throwing for 9 touchdown passes?
And losing
the game.
It's almost impossible.
And, I mean, the game was over. And Dorian Thompson-Robinson has been a mutt. He got it going for UCLA. But I don't know where the hell that came from UCLA, because they've shown nothing like that all season long.
scares you from betting against him. I've been one to fade him every week. I almost faded him this week. I'm glad I stayed away from it.
Yeah, because I had thought Washington State was pretty decent, but no, not so much. And then that SMU game, I am really intrigued by this SMU team. And Sonny Dykes has always been he's a coach I've always liked. He does things a little bit differently. They're on a cutting edge of a lot of things. He always had his center calling the plays, and he's always done that. But Shane Buechele, this guy can play. And we saw it at Texas. And they were better than TCU that entire game. And it wound up being closer than I thought it should have been because SMU's defense has still got some issues. But they outplayed TCU. And I like this football team. They're 4-0. And I think they're kind of a dark horse in the AAC. Now, their defense may come back to bite them, but if they keep Buechele upright, they've got some offense.
I mean, who doesn't have holes in the AAC?
Yeah, that's true. Memphis, maybe?
Yeah, I guess.
But, yeah, I mean, UCF, we know what they are. I mean, they're good, but
they ain't great.
No, they're beatable. We just saw that.
Yeah, and you mentioned the Cal Ole Miss game, which was another one of those examples.
I wanted to get to that,
dude,
too.
I don't know if we're reviewing touchdowns or close. I mean, how's that not reviewed?
That's the thing. And I don't know that he got in.
The Pac-12 came out and said that the call was right. He didn't get in, but it sure looked to me like he did, and it sure would have been worthy of a review.
So of course, the Pac-12 is going to say that because they blew it. I mean, you at least review it there.
Well, and that's why I keep saying. You need to have, for these non-conference games, you need to have a ref crew from a neutral conference come in and ref these games. I don't like it where the road team, their refs come in with them. I don't like that.
Most of the time it doesn't matter. In this case, though, it was clearly a spot where you have to review the play. And I know it stops the game in a key situation. It gives the offense a chance to regroup. But you've got to review that.
Yeah.
And, now they still had a chance to get in the end zone, so they didn't lose the game because of that. But that was just a mistake, and the Pac-12 needs to, they're not going to admit. I mean, they admitted that it maybe should have been reviewed, but that he wasn't in. Well, it's like, okay, 2 days later, you can tell me that definitively? Because I can't see it as definitive. I don't know if he's in or not, which wouldn't have gotten overturned. But you know, if you're going to review some of this other crap they're doing, you got to review that. So interesting weekend in college football, though, and I think we're starting to shake out. I think you've got the right eight teams basically before you have a drop off, and I think the Pac-12 is pretty much dead in terms of having somebody because I don't think Cal's running the table. Let's be honest.
No,
and I think
Cal is. They are elite defensively. That is a really, really good defensive team. And they showed some offense in this game. So, against an SEC defense. Now, mind you, it wasn't Alabama or Auburn. But it was an SEC defense, and they were able to put some points on the board. They're always going to be in games because their defense is going to be really, really, really good. And they've got a brilliant coach on that side of the ball. But it's just going to be a matter of if they can consistently score some points. This matchup against Arizona State this weekend is probably going to be, total's probably going to be the 30s. I mean, it's not going to be a high-flying game by any stretch. But then the week after that, if Cal gets through Arizona State, it'll be Cal-Oregon. And that now we're talking about maybe to see who the best team in the Pac-12 is.
So five teams have never trailed at any point this season. There were nine going into this week.
Okay.
But
because Ohio State fell off that list. Oklahoma's got to be one, right?
Oklahoma's on the list. Here's the ones who fell off the list. Georgia.
Yep.
Ohio State. UCF. And Appalachian State.
Okay.
Those were all teams that had never trailed at any point in the season. The remaining teams, Alabama. Oklahoma, of course, they were on a bye. Wisconsin. Baylor, they had a lot of problems with Rice.
Oh, boy.
And Navy.
Nice.
Those are the only teams left that have never trailed at any point this season. And, yeah, I think give Rice credit for throwing a little bit of a scare into Baylor.
Yeah. Yeah, Wisconsin, that's the first points they've given up.
Yeah, they look really, really good. And, that's why I think you could easily have Wisconsin or Ohio State in this thing. So, all right, 713-780-3776 if you wish to text the show.
All right, guys, I got to tell you about Carbach. Listen, they've started it up. Carbachtoberfest is underway. We've got two more weekends ahead of us, starting Thursday through Sunday. You're going to have live music. You're going to have the wiener dog races. You're going to have authentic German food. And the Oompa bands, sign hoisting competition, just all kinds of great family fun. And it's all free, except for the beer. You'll have to buy your beer, but big deal. You know, you buy your beer. But it's going to be a fantastic time. Make sure you get out there. And then Foam Hinge with Ace Frehley headlining. You're going to want tickets for that. So get your tickets now at carbachbrewing.com. Go by the restaurant. Try out the food. I'm telling you guys, it is out of this world. And we're not talking just bar food. This is legit good food. And all the food pairs with something that they've got on the wall. And a lot of that beer, you'll only be able to get at Carbach. Follow them on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter. See what they've got going on at the brewery, with the concert series, with the restaurant. And when you're out and about, ask your bartender to please make it at Carbach.
You're listening to an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from Tight Ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz, live here at Tight Ends in League City. Come on out. You can see the producer, Nick. He's here. My brother came out to say hello. And it's turned into a nice afternoon. Nice and sunny inside and outside. Somebody asked, Fred, I just got paid. What's the name of your book? Can I get it on Kindle? Yes, you can. Just go to JesusTheNovel.com. It's all right there. So I had a story that was going to be gym of the day that I just wanted to get your opinion on.
All right.
I'm always amazed by what people will spend money on. How much would you spend for panties that belong to Hitler's wife?
What kind of panties? Like granny panties? Is it a thong?
Silk pink panties that allegedly belong to Eva Braun.
Those are big. That doesn't turn me on. Are they game used, game worn?
Well, they look like it. I mean, unless... Yeah. I assume they've been cleaned since, but who knows? They look like they've been game worn, yeah.
They've been cleaned?
Maybe.
Oh, the value plummets. Because there's possible. Yeah, I mean, it's possible you get a little bit of Hitler sperm, something like that in there. Then the value is skyrocketed. Because then you could clone Hitler and just publicly kill him. Which would be that's now there's a money making.
Well, now there was a movie. What was it? The Boys from Brazil, where they cloned Hitler.
Oh, they had a bunch, came up with it.
They had a bunch of little baby Hitler clones. And I mean, it's probably 25-year-old movie, but. I just remember them trying to redo the Third Reich. So
yeah, I'm going to go with $20.
Yeah, I would, A, not buy them at all because I'm not interested.
For $20, it's a piece of history, I guess.
Well, somebody held on to this thing for 80 years and got nearly $5,000.
Okay. I mean, good for them. Are they authenticated? Like, how do
no,
you,
they, there's no way to know.
Yeah, how do you prove that? I could just find some old-ass granny panties and be like, oh, this was This belonged to Cleopatra.
Now, I'd be interested in Cleopatra's panties.
Right, but I mean...
But I'm guessing she didn't wear any.
I don't know. I don't know.
I'm guessing she went commando.
Back then, I mean, you've got to think... Well, Nick's Egyptian. He would know. I mean, how much grooming was going on? I mean, you've got to cover that up somehow. You can't go around with all that hanging out.
Why not?
It's inappropriate for a queen.
I think back in the day, that was probably pretty sexy.
I don't know.
So, I mean, we live in a more civilized time, but if you were to time travel back, that was probably the thing.
Maybe so.
Like, you go back to the 70s, you know, there was more there than on their heads in a lot of cases.
Yeah.
So.
I mean, if you just watch, like.
How about Queen Elizabeth's panties? Would you pay for those?
The current Queen Elizabeth?
Yeah.
Are they panties from 80 years ago or panties from yesterday?
I think both would be on the market from when she was like a teenager.
yesterday's panties are way more valuable in my mind than 80-year-old panties.
About Hillary.
The panty game's gone a long way in 80 years.
About Hillary Clinton.
No. No. I'm not buying those at any cost. I imagine they're like woven wool or something like that. Just like the least sexy panties you can imagine.
Oh, man.
I bet Queen Elizabeth now, she probably wears like a nasty little thong or a G-string.
Something. Oh, yeah. 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 She's probably wearing what some of the girls here are.
Yeah.
I mean, that's how she would rock it. Man. I don't know how we...
What kind of panties do you think Hillary Clinton wears? I mean, it's got to be like...
Oh, they, you know what? They got a...
Control top.
Like belly panties, you know?
And,
like tan.
Or just like a full bodysuit thing like that goes down to like down below her knees. Ugh.
I'm about to ask, if you guys had the ability to time travel, would you kill baby Hitler, Stalin, any ruthless dick? No. I read that book by Stephen King where you go back and try to stop the assassination of JFK and it ruins the world. So I would not go back and kill them as a baby.
Hmm. I might do that. I would probably kill baby Hitler. I feel like you'd be a hero. I mean, not for killing a baby. But
who would
like,
know?
Once you explain to them, listen, this was going to be really bad.
Oh, yeah. Like people are going to believe you. You know what happens if you go back in time and kill a baby? You're a crazy person.
Not if you
it
take,
doesn't matter.
Not if you take a book with you.
Yeah, like crazy people can't make up books.
I'll just show them on Wikipedia all about Adolf Hitler.
Yeah, guess what they don't have back there when Hitler was a baby? The internet.
Hey, two for one. I'll invent the internet. Now I'm a real hero.
Good luck with that.
Yeah.
So, yeah, I don't know. Hillary wears Spanx. Oh. All right, you know what? I am really sorry I brought up that conversation. I would like to, if I go back in time and observe things and kind of see what actually happened and what did. I'd rather go forward in time and just do the Back to the Future thing. I want to know who's going to win the Super Bowl, and then I'm going to go bet on everything.
I think that's one of the rules of time travel is you're not allowed to do that.
Says who? I mean,
time travel rule makers.
Well, guess what? They can make their rules. I can make my own rules. Time travel is not real. Therefore, it's fiction. I write fiction. I can do whatever I want with it. And in my time travel, I'm doing Back to the Future. And I'm going to know who wins the Kentucky Derby this year.
I don't even know.
And the World Series.
I don't even know who won the Kentucky Derby.
Well, the horse that won got disqualified.
Oh.
So,
no action on it anyway. You don't want that winner.
Well, the winner was like 20 to 1. So.
Oh, okay. You'll take it.
Yeah, yeah. But no, that's what I would want to use time travel for. And maybe, you know, okay, just to help humanity find out if they found cures for certain things and get them and bring them back.
You know what I would do if I could travel
like
in
cancer.
Time? I'd like be really nice to like guys like Mark Zuckerberg, like when he's like a super nerdy kid and people are probably like
pretend to save his life.
People are smacking him in the back of heads with his book in high school. I'd be like his best friend and be like, dude, you're gonna be something someday. And then I'm gonna be like, hey, I've got an idea. If you wanna do the legwork on this, I'll split it with you 50-50. And then yeah, that's what I would do.
I would get somebody to threaten him like they were gonna kill him, and then I would pretend to save his life.
Yeah.
And he would owe me forever.
Or I would date a girl, like one of those ugly duckling girls who grows up to be really hot, like Katy Perry. They always talk about how Katy Perry wasn't even cute in high school. I'd date her anyway and just be like, God, you're so beautiful. You're so beautiful. Let's get married. And then
you'd get her pregnant and she'd never become a star.
No, I wouldn't get her pregnant. We would wait until marriage to have relations.
Uh-huh.
Because she's ugly anyway. Like, so I might as well wait till she's hot. So that to me, that'd be a good move too.
Yeah, I'd hook up with Adele.
Okay.
Yeah.
I mean, because
of course I'd break her heart and she'd have to write songs about
Taylor
me.
Swift the same way.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. Oh. 832 says, come on, Fred, even Rick and Morty knows to stay away from time travel. Yeah, but Rick is the most brilliant person in the universe and I'm not. So I'm.
You're not even top five.
No. I mean, I'm not a dumb. But I'm not...
You ain't really that smart either.
No, not, especially not when it comes to science. I don't
right.
know much about science. Never been my thing. Peter says, stuck waiting for a locksmith to unlock my car.
At least it's not raining.
Yeah.
I mean, it could be worse, bro. Could have locked yourself out of your car in the pouring rain.
Yeah, my shirt's still wet from running in here. 713-780-3776.
So are your wool panties, Fred.
Yeah, well, I stole those from Hillary. Yeah, I wear the same thing she does.
Oh, the wings smell good in here.
Yeah, I tell you what, man, that burger for $6.99, that's legit. And all right, so tomorrow we're in studio.
Yes.
Wednesday we're in studio, and then we're on an airplane.
Yes.
To beautiful Los Angeles.
Sunny L.A., hopefully there's not a tropical storm that hits us there.
Yeah, I think we'll be okay on that.
It'd be super cool if I could get away from rain for like 15 minutes.
Yeah, I'd like to get away from rain, and then when it's not raining, I'd like to get away from the 100% humidity, 95-degree thing.
Yeah, also, my fancy beer that I'm missing in New Orleans, tickets are sold out in L.A., so I'm not getting it there either. Garbage. My whole month is ruined. It's like my favorite trip every year is going to New Orleans to drink this beer. I'm like, oh, I guess I got to work. I'll hit it up in L.A. Tickets sold out. What? So I'm just going to have to find other beer to drink while I'm out there, I guess.
Yeah, I'm sure you'll be okay. There's some pretty good places out there.
It's going to have to be quantity over quality.
Well, that wouldn't be the first time or the last time.
Frank the Tank style.
You know what, though? I had a weird experience this weekend. We went to a really cool place for lunch and called Beer Market in the Heights. I didn't even know existed. Food there was great, but they had a beer on the menu that I haven't had in about 15 years, and it was the first beer that I fell in love with that wasn't traditional. It was a Hocker Shore Oktoberfest.
Oh, yeah?
And so I'm like, oh, man, I used to love that beer. It was fantastic, and I haven't seen it in 10 years. So I ordered the beer. Oh, my God, it tastes like piss.
Yeah, you're spoiled now.
I know. It's like I took one sip of it, and I go, oh, my God, how did I ever love this?
Yeah, there's some beer.
It's kind of like looking at your exes on Facebook.
There's some beer that I drank. Like, the beer that I drank when I was in the Army, like, I would drink Miller Genuine Draft or Mickey's Fine Malt Liquor. I drank a lot of because it was
fine.
$2 for a 40-ounce. I mean, for $4, you could get wrecked. And then I would drink Beck's. And if you drink Beck's now, I don't know. I mean, you can hardly even find it anymore.
Yeah.
It's disgusting.
Yeah, well, that's how it
is so gross.
And, you know, I
used to love this stuff when I was a kid.
I wound up drinking the whole beer because I couldn't, you know, you can't abandon a man. But it was awful. All right, guys, you want to get in on the action on the game tonight? One place to go, mybookie.ag. And all the games that I played this weekend, all the games that you can get in on are all on MyBookie. It's whether you want college football, whether you want the NFL. Got in a little hockey action coming up here in a couple of weeks. Doesn't matter. MyBookie has you covered on everything. And the cool thing is if you win, you actually get paid. And nobody pays out faster. You get your cash when you want it. And they've got in-game betting. So if you miss the start of the game, they got you covered. You want to play parlays, teasers, they've got it all. If you're going to bet this football season, be smart and bet with the best at mybookie.ag. If you sign up today, they're going to double your first deposit. It's up to $1,000 in free money. $1,000 in free money. They're going to double your first deposit, but you got to use promo code RADIO right now to get your exclusive double your money offer. That's mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Mybookie.ag, promo code RADIO. Play, win, get paid. MyBookie.
If you're not happy in your job, you're not alone. A lot of people aren't happy in their job, and they're still trudging in, doing that job that they hate, making not enough money, working for a stupid dummy head boss. Oh, it's easy. You've got options. MyComputerCareer.edu. Go there, take the free career evaluation day, and you could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. No computer experience or training. They don't even care. Helping people start an IT career from scratch is what they do. It's not rocket science. It's My Computer Career. You'll attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. It's going to be everything you need to start your new career. And it's more than a school because they're going to help you get hired after you graduate because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. They're nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill for my fellow vets. Classes start up soon, guys. Go take that free career evaluation today and get started on your new path. That's mycomputercareer.edu, mycomputercareer.edu.
This is an ESPN 97.5 Roadshow, live from tight ends in League City. This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. One final segment to go here at tight ends in League City. Come on out. You can watch the game tonight and plenty of other things to watch as well. And want to thank everybody from tight ends for having us out here. It's been entertaining, to say the least. All right. Let's do the dumbass report.
All right, let's start in Grosse Tete, Louisiana, at a truck stop where a Florida woman visiting Louisiana, that should end well,
yeah,
bit a camel's testicles. Luckily, the owner of the truck stop says the camel should be okay because luckily the Florida woman had no teeth.
So it was a gummer.
Yeah, she ended up in the camel enclosure to retrieve her dog, which managed to make its way in there when the woman's husband threw some dog treats into the enclosure. That's when things went south. He did sit on top of her, and she told police she then bit him, and how to say this in a nice way, but in a private area, to get the camel off of her. But she does not have teeth.
To get the camel off?
Off of her.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
Okay, just checking.
The girl in the back said she didn't have any teeth. That could explain why there's no bite marks, but we still got a vet coming to check him out today. The truck stop, which is 17 miles west of Baton Rouge, for many years kept a tiger in a separate enclosure.
Oh, I remember that place.
Was the subject of some controversy over owning an endangered big cat.
Yeah.
Several attempts to pass legislation to force the truck stop to sell the tiger failed, and the tiger remained there until it died last year. In addition to the camel named Casper, the truck stop also has a kangaroo, a miniature horse, and a raccoon relative known as a coati, which is native to Central and South America. So okay. If you stop at that truck stop,
yeah, I know that
truck stop. Bite the camel's balls.
Oh, yeah. I mean, maybe the kangaroo.
Let's go to more Florida. Florida woman who, quote, wanted to eat more than her fair share of tomatoes at the dinner table, is facing criminal charges after allegedly assaulting her elderly relatives who thwarted her her grubby eating ways. Katie Jade Gates, who's 19, became enraged when she was denied extra tomatoes during supper on September 12th in Callahan, a town 20 miles north of Jacksonville, which Jacksonville, if you don't know, is basically the redneckiest part of Florida.
Yeah, it's Georgia South is what it is.
Yeah. Gates' grandmother told police that the teenager began to throw a fit because she couldn't have more tomatoes at the dinner table. So she threw a water bottle at her grandfather and a pack of cigarettes at a 73-year-old female relative who was struck in the eye by the flying cigarettes. When confronted about her behavior by her grandfather, she allegedly grabbed a knife and began threatening him with it. "Mother effer, I'll stab you in your effing face." That's no way to talk to a grandfather.
Well, you named her Katie Jade Cates. She has to be a serial killer.
During police questioning, she admitted hitting her relative in the face with a cigarette pack. She also acknowledged picking up a knife and approaching her grandfather, but denied attempting to strike him with the knife while in her hand. She was arrested and charged with two felonies, aggravated assault with a deadly weapon, and aggravated battery on a victim over the age of 65. She is scheduled for an October 3rd court appearance. Poor Katie.
Katie Jade. That sounds like a bad country song. Katie Jade. Sorry.
A man was found in a fire. Smoke was rising from behind several businesses, and he's accused of violating the burn ban. The deputy started to pull the man out, who they found in the middle of the building fire. But he resisted, yelling and fighting with the deputy. When he was finally pulled to safety, he said he became irate and stated he was an American war general of West Virginia. He also told the deputy he had been trying to burn leaves and was sitting in the middle of the fire eating a hamburger. Hot and dry conditions have been well communicated, and everybody knows there's a burn ban, but this guy apparently wanted to eat a burger in the middle of a burning building. Not a wise decision. And I guess, well, that's all we have time for. But a standoff with police at Daytona Beach Hotel ended after a man asked for soda. And when he reached out to get a soda, they tased him. And that was the end of that standoff.
All right.
That's a dumbass report, Fred.
That's going to wrap it up. Want to thank everyone out here at Tight Ends for having us out. And great job, Aaron. Great job, Tyler, back in studio. Great job, AJ.
Always.
I sucked. We'll do it again tomorrow.
Always.
Till then, stay sportsy, bitches.